World Leader 2005 contest has been thrown into mayhem because Ayatollah Asrullah has invaded the stage in an attempt to assassinate George W. We pick up the pieces from that moment.
Prepare to die, Bush. This is for all the oppressed peoples of the Middle East.
What in God's name do you think you're doing, Ayatollah Asrullah?
Kill the president!
Jesus! Someone! Call an ambulance and bring him up!
Bloody hell, what a mess.
Can I help?
Mind that intestine, Tony.
Oh, George, why did you have to go and die this way? I had $50 on you dying in a ridiculous donut accident.
Hey guys, don't worry. I'm safe and sound.
I got a tip off this might happen.
Who's this dead guy, then?
He's looky-likey number 8. Poor guy. He's only been me for 5 minutes.
Shit, George! You gotta tell me when you're using these looky-likeys. I got money riding on this.
So who gave you the tip-off?
My newest, bestest friend, Samuel L. Jackson. Right, Sam?
You better believe it, motherfucker.
Now hold your wad there, sugar. We got the whole of American intelligence working on this, and we've turned up squat.
And the surprise is...
So, how come you know about this and we don't?
It all started after that fat mother made a mess in one of my crappers.
Tell me you didn't pebble that shit another cubicle.
It weren't my fault. There was a bad prawn in the all-day buffet.
I can't take you anywhere.
Can I be permitted to finish my story? Thank you. So I was in a disaster zone when... Damn dirty mother.
Are you sure we're alone, Brittany?
Like, yeah. Trust me, Ayatollah. Here's the bomb. Just strap it around your waist, go up to Bush, push the button, and boom! It'll be a case of, oops, I did it again.
And you're sure I won't be harmed?
Duh. It's got a unidirectional blast zone, so you'll be fine and he'll be toast.
Good.
Now get out there and get on and do something. Fool. He'll be blown to pieces, along with that scum Bush. Then I'll be able to rule the Middle East alone. Cool.
Then I called security, and the rest is history.
You mean to tell us that Britney Spears is an international terrorist?
Damn straight. She even laced the all-day buffet with anthrax.
No wonder me tummy's been dicky.
And I would have got away with it, too, if it hadn't have been for that meddling bathroom attendant.
Hey, bitch, I'm an actor. I'm just resting.
But that's not the whole story. I got something shocking to reveal.
If it's that thing about you wearing my lingerie, I already worked it out from the skid marks you've been leaving.
No, not that. Watch.
Saddam Hussein!
Damn, foiled again. You mean Saddam has been posing as Britney the whole time?
You bet. Surprised me, too. If I'd known he looked that good in a skin-tight catsuit, I'd have never invaded Iraq.
So, who's that bloke in prison?
My looky-likey number 3. George doesn't have a monopoly on them, you know. Shame on you, sugar. Your crimes are piling up. Mass murder, funding international terrorism, and now impersonating a major celebrity.
Yeah, and you can stop it with that stupid girly voice, too.
This is my real voice. Fucking chemical weapons. You Americans never put proper warnings on the biological agents you sold us. Take him away, Arnie.
Sure thing. Now, be careful on the stairs. Oops! He must have slipped.
Okay, we've got rid of him. Now we can get on with the competition. Quentin?
Yeah, I'm right here. There's no need to shout, you fucking...
And that's enough of your potty mouth. Now see if you can tell us what events next without using any potty words.
Oh, gee whiz. Well, we're gonna have to get this mess cleaned up, then find that whole horny girl, Brittany, and get ready for the last round of the competition. And it's the toughest of them all.
Hey, what about me? Do I get a reward for saving the president's sorry ass, or what?
You sure do, Sam. How'd you like a job at the White House?
About fucking time.
Condi, fire that bathroom attendant. Sam's taking over.
What? Mother...
Saddam Hussein as Britney Spears? Well, I'll give him this much. He certainly looked buff in that video for Toxic. And what fiendish test awaits our chums in the final round of World Leader 2005? Find out in the next cross-dressing episode of...
Whack My Bush!
People of America and other Western countries with obesity problems. Hey, if you like the show, we've got an archive at my personal website, www.whackmybush.com. So if you want to hear more incriminating evidence of my stupidity and why my presidency is the only true weapon of mass destruction, then go to the archive. It's monitored by the CIA, so you know it's trustworthy. Thanks for listening. God bless the untitled stakes. The freaking what?